Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, well, this is great timing today. We're excited to have a new broadcast partner joining the show, which just means we try to help them, they try to help us, and we're all trying to serve the Lord. And this one, the timing is especially important, and I'm going to introduce you to Eric Mapes here in just a second, who's the founder of Church Matters, churchmatters.com. And I talked about on Friday, some of the alarming statistics about what people believe inside the church or what they don't believe. So you have, in many occasions, you have a church that's kind of wounded and not real healthy. But now, as we've seen throughout the year, as we talk about Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Unborn Lives Matter, all that kind of stuff. But the one thing that you see, and we've really experienced this, and I don't know about for you, but I've certainly experienced it for me when we went online with church earlier this year. And we're online month after month after month. And then this summer, some point in midsummer, we started attending RFA Church with Pastor Chad Harvey here in Raleigh. And many of you have heard Pastor Chad here on the show. We've done some Theology Thursdays together. And that first Sunday back, this is a completely open church. You want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. A completely open church. And my wife and I were literally overwhelmed by our emotions that Sunday. That was probably the first time in 3 or 4 months that we had been in corporate in-person worship together and sitting under good teaching and preaching the word of God and singing praises to the Lord together. And we just had not realized how important that congregational gathering was to us as individual believers. And we've been believers since 1994. And so that thought of how much church matters was profound for us personally. And then my good buddy Dave Jones at Emma's Good, who handles all of our marketing and all of our website stuff, another brother in Christ, introduced me to Eric Mapes and this new venture trying to help us have these conversations, churchmatters.com, which is a Christian lifestyle brand, great apparel. Actually, I would never ask you to do something I didn't do myself. So just earlier today, I ordered, I have a t-shirt on here in the studio today for Facebook Live, so you can see my Church Matters t-shirt. It's a great conversation starter because it begs the question, why does church matter? And then, so I bought another golf shirt for myself, a fleece shirt, which is perfect timing as it's getting cooler. And so I'm just excited to be out there now wearing Church Matters apparel because I want the conversation. The question is, do you want the conversation? But people need the Lord. People need church. They need congregational gathering. They need to be taught the word of God. And so that's why we're super excited to have Eric join us and to have churchmatters.com as a new partner here on the show. Eric, how are you doing, man? Thanks for calling in.
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show today.
You're very welcome. And I love, like, on the about page at churchmatters.com, where it talks about the team having a passion for seizing the day and supporting the church, defend the church, and then the impact it has on our communities by joining our culture of passionate Christian advocates and disciples seeking to honor God in all we do. What you and I had a chance to talk before us a couple months ago, talking about everything going on with Church Matters and the website churchmatters.com, which, by the way, is also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I have a bunch of links up there today. But what led you down this road, Eric, to start this venture? Because I know you're a busy guy. You got other things going on. But I know you felt the Lord wanted you to do this.
You know, it's probably just, you know, because I can see the difference the church makes in the lives of individuals and families and communities and how it's important. I mean, you know, like on the About Us, I mean, you know, my wife and I, you know, raised both of our children in church. I mean, you know, and all the lives, the Christian lives that touch them, you know, from children's ministry to nursery to youth and all the activities and the impacts that, you know, church has on our family and you know, volunteering and the impact we have in the community and, you know, the fellowship. I mean, it's something that's, you know, the church is sort of, you know, people are no longer going to church in droves as they used to. And I can see the impact that it's having on, you know, families and individuals and communities. And I just want to tell people that, you know, it's important. You know, the church plays such a vital role in the community it serves. And I just want people to be reminded about that.
Yeah, and I love, obviously with me being on the radio and everything, I love a good conversation. But oftentimes we kind of struggle to get one started. Pete Barner research a couple years ago, they've done this several times, found that somewhere between, Eric, 90 and 95% of professed believers never really share their faith with anybody. They never have those personal conversations. And the things I like about, like, the T-shirt I'm wearing today and the other shirts I have is it would help that, because it kind of begs the question. Even if it's somebody that asks, hey, why does church matter, or why should church matter to me? There's people, especially now with COVID this year and all the lockdowns, we've seen divorce rates go up. We've seen alcoholism go up. We've seen anxiety and depression and suicide rates go up, especially amongst our youth. I think now more than ever, America needs the church, but we have to be the people out there having the conversation.
I mean, you're exactly right. And we belong to a Presbyterian church, and Presbyterians by general aren't evangelists. You know, we're just sort of like, you know, the door's open, you're welcome to come in. And so we're not one to actually be out there and preach it. But I found that if I'm wearing a shirt that says church matters, somebody, you know, periodically will come up to me and say, hey, that's a nice T-shirt, can you tell me more? Well, that then opens the door about, hey, I go to this church, or the church has done this for, you know, myself or the family, or this is the difference the church makes. And so it's a conversation starter, and nothing else. You know, for the people who don't like to talk or aren't that outgoing, at least wearing it, you know, may start a conversation with somebody that doesn't already attend church.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's got the big logo on the front where it says Church Matters. I've got mine on here in the studio. But obviously, when you look on the back, you know, we're kind of used to seeing, now there's a graphic that we've been using for several years. Generally, in the culture, we have a bunch of different words packed together. But some of the words on the back, which is so important, especially in the light of where we're at as a culture and what's going on this year, the difficulty of 2020, compassion and light and peace and understanding and forgiveness and grace and faith and comfort and joy and mission and boldness. And then you've got, of course, joy, peace, humble, faith, mission, God, prayer, goodness, love, and family and kindness. Those are all things that I think, interestingly enough, Eric, across political divides, across the deep and widening divide in our nation, most people are going to look at that and go, yeah, you know what? That's kind of what we need more of.
I mean, it's definitely neat. And, you know, and I like compassion, you know, or being humble. You know, it's not about who can yell the loudest and, you know, who's right, necessarily who's wrong. But those are all like basic things that, you know, Jesus and disciples taught us, you know, to walk, you know, lightly, to love thy neighbor, you know, to be good Christians, to serve each other. And I think sometimes we just forget about it. I mean, we become too busy in society, and we let politics get involved and who's
right,
who's
right.
We just forget about the basic things that make us, you know, good humanity. You know,
yeah,
good
it's
human.
Such a great point. Eric, I'm going to put you on hold. We're talking to Eric Mapes from Church Matters, churchmatters.com. Great T-shirts, men and women's apparel, sweaters, beautiful stuff so that we can have a conversation. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be back with you live today, live again tomorrow. We'll be doing our annual Thanksgiving show tomorrow. No Sunday school answers allowed. That, let me tell you what that means. If you're newer to the show, when I say no Sunday school answers, I mean no kind of light, Jesus loves me. Now, that's true, and it's an awesome statement, obviously. But tomorrow, the annual Thanksgiving show is, I'm just asking you, call in and give me something very specific that you're thankful that the Lord has done in your life in the last 12 months. And it can't be like, I'm healthy, or I have a family, or I have a good job. Those are wonderful things, but I want you to dig a little deeper and be a little more specific. I didn't have a job. I lost my job in COVID, and here's how God has provided for me. Okay, that's what we're... So that's tomorrow. I do that every year around Thanksgiving, and then I'll be off with family in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back on Sunday, back live, God willing. Next Friday or next Monday. So we're talking to Eric Mapes today, who's the founder of Church Matters, churchmatters.com. If you're on Facebook Live, you'll see that I've got my Church Matters T-shirt on. This is also, I've got this one here, which I love. This is a golf T-shirt. I just ordered another one of these earlier today, as well as a fleece. And again, it's beautiful. It's wonderful apparel, right? Really nice, cool, casual. But it's got a purpose. It's not like purposeless for the most part, like the Star Wars T-shirts I usually wear, especially when I'm in here on the air. No, this one kind of begs the question, Church Matters, why? Why does it matter? And even more specifically, why does it matter to you? Churchmatters.com is the website. Just getting launched, so we want to help our brother Eric as we're all working to get the kingdom message out there and invite other people to consider the question, why does Church Matter? So was there anything particular Eric, and again, thanks for calling in and being with us today. Was there anything particular that kind of tripped your trigger that you're like, okay, I need to actually do something tangible about this, and I think I'm going to start an apparel company?
You know, it was just probably, you know, I'd been thinking about it for like years, and I was like, how could I just, you know, let people know that the church matters? Because we talk at our church, like if our church just got up and disappeared, would it make a difference in the community?
Great question.
And so if the question is, if our church left and nobody in the community would know, then we're obviously not a missional church and we're not serving a purpose. And so then I just started racking my brain about how I can do this. And then we were doing, I was teaching a Sunday school class, and one of the questions was, does the church matter? And the answer was, you bet it does. And so, you know, and I can say that, you know, like in our community, our church, like, you know, for the backpack school drive that, you know, we usually collect about 50 stuffed backpacks for the kids in the community. Well, right now I was over at the church and we've got a Christmas tree and we've got all of these presents underneath there. They've got name tags for kids around the community that would not get very many Christmas presents. So it does that, you know, and so then I'm like, you know, I got to spread the news that, you know, the church matters, and we can't let it just go by the wayside, because if we do, who's going to pick it up? I mean, is it going to be the government? I mean, the government is highly inefficient about providing for needs, and that was the call of Jesus that told the church, this is what y'all need to do. You need to take care of the poor and, you know, the homeless and the needy, and by gosh, we need to, and we need to be reminded about that.
Yeah, and again, as we were talking earlier, the context that we're in right now is America is in a very unhealthy place. And with the shutdowns and everything, which in many ways has had a deleterious effect on the church as people have been gathering at home and going online. But then the brokenness has only increased all the more. And we need to, yes, there politics, is, I say this pretty often on the air, Eric, but politics is important, but the gospel is preeminent. The good news of Jesus and the life that flows out of that when you walk with the Lord is more important than all the other things. I'm not saying politics isn't important, because obviously it is, but the ultimate answer for hurting and broken and lost people in America, people in broken relationships, abusive relationships, broken homes, is not the right or the left, the Republicans or the Democrats or the government at all. The answer is found in the church and through the power of salvation in Jesus Christ. And we have to remember that we actually have the answer. We all look to D.C., but we have the answer. And that's why it's so cool when you wear a Church Matters T-shirt or a golf shirt or the fleece shirt like I ordered earlier today. It begs that question. Have you run into some interesting conversations, Eric, as you've been out there wearing Church Matters gear? ChurchMatters.com, by the way, everybody.
I mean, it's just, you know, mainly it's just, you know, sort of general, like, where do you go to church, or, you know, why do you go to church? And so I just try to, you know, not have a long, drawn-out conversation, but I just sort of do, like, bullet points of why I think the church matters. And, you know, and that sort of would be different from person to person who is ever wearing it. One of the big things that I talk about is, you know, when I talk about the church matters is fellowship. You know, especially during this time of, you know, isolation, that, you know, some of the older people in our church may not get to come to church in person, but it's that fellowship of me reaching out to those people and saying, hey, you know, how are you doing? You know, because there's a lot of loneliness going on, you know, throughout the United States right now, or throughout the world. And so, again, being a part of a fellowship or being part of a church family means that you can reach out and, you know, check on somebody, or somebody's checking on you. And so you have that connection. So you can imagine, if you're not part of maybe a church family, you know, you may be isolated more so than others, and that just probably, you know, leads to depression and, you know, so many other, you know, things. And so, again, fellowship speaks a lot to me about why the church matters.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of a no-brainer situation, especially with Christmas right around the corner. And I know you've got some Black Fridays stuff going on, so I want to get to that in a second. But especially at Christmas, there was a study that came out in the last year or two, Eric, that showed about 80% of the people that they identified and talked to, these were non-churchgoers, 80% of them said, yeah, I would go check out a church if somebody invited me. But we don't invite. We just kind of stay in our little holy huddle and we don't invite. I think there's way more people that are ready for a spiritual conversation than we think. And what's great about wearing something from churchmatters.com is it helps to start that conversation. Tell us about, I know there's some specials going on with Christmas and everything and Black Friday coming up this Friday. Tell us kind of how we can engage there.
Well, I think we're going to run a Black Friday. Actually, I know we're going to run a Black Friday. So I think Comfort Colors is popular, especially people in 2030. So we're going to have a special, you know, spend $50 and then get a free long sleeve Comfort Colors embroidered T-shirt, you know, for free. And I think that regular retail value is around like $30-something. So it's a great deal, popular shirt, and you can sort of just add it to the mix.
Yeah, which is fun, and then again, we spend so much time and money buying things that don't really carry much of a purpose with them, but in this case, you certainly will. So it's churchmatters.com. And by the way, everybody, I do this when I bring a ministry on and we talk about whatever there's going on and they're doing some fundraising and stuff. I never ask you to do anything that I don't do myself. So I went and made my first order at churchmatters.com earlier. I got another golf shirt, and then I got the fleece shirt, which I definitely need every day in the studio because for some reason this stinking place is always cold. So I'm excited about that. And Eric, kind of what's your goal here? I mean, there's not really sure we can sell T-shirts and sell all that kind of stuff. But for you personally as a follower of Christ, kind of what's your goal in doing this?
You know, the goal is probably like on a macro level, you know, because, you know, I do studies and I look at church closing, you know, within our own denomination or across the country. And yeah. I think like 7 million more or 7 million more people now don't attend church than they did 20 years ago. And this goes across almost all denominations. And so, you know, really my goal is to at least make it steady or show an increase of church attendance here in the next 20 years. Let's, you know, try to, you know, move the bar a little bit more positive than negative.
Yeah, and that's a little role that we can all play. Churchmatters.com is the website. Go check it out. Perfect for Christmas, but any time of the year. And it'll help you get into conversations that we're called to get into anyway. Churchmatters.com. Eric Mapes, founder. Thanks so much, brother, for calling in. I appreciate it. Look forward to partnering with you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. We'll talk again soon. There you go, everybody. Really, really cool. I love that. And it's a great cause and a great message, the message that trumps all other messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Hope you're looking forward to anticipating a wonderful Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, our annual Thanksgiving show. I mean, I can talk about all kinds of history. For Thanksgiving, the real Thanksgiving. There was some article that caught my eye earlier today. And I was, you know, I'm like constantly looking at stuff and paying attention. I'm like, hey, Steve, how do you do show prep? I wake up and I pay attention. That's what I do. And there was an article earlier today, something about the truth of Thanksgiving or some, you know, whenever I see that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. Let's see what they're doing and the truth of Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, it was one of the liberal news organizations. Excuse me, scratch that. One of the liberal media organizations, because there are no news organizations anymore. So tomorrow, our annual Thanksgiving show. Now, I can wax on about the actual true heritage of Thanksgiving, because we tend to think in terms of pilgrims, which is in the ballpark, and the big hat and the big buckle on the hat and the big buckle on the pants and brown and gray and black and white and the big gun with the big barrel on the end of it and all that stuff and turkey and corn and maize and the Indians, right? But you got to remember that the pilgrims were actually the better description is the pilgrims were Puritans, hardcore followers of Jesus Christ, and they were religious separatists who fled the growing persecution of the Protestant movement in Europe for the new land. So you had the pilgrims in Plymouth, okay, 1620. And then you had, down further south, you had Jamestown. Jamestown was a mess. So that was the whole mess with the New York Times and 1619 Project. Say, Jamestown, that's the real America. No, it isn't. The real America was where the religious separatists were, who were here to experience and set a course for religious freedom. And God did a work in them. They knew they had the eyes of the world upon them. Actually, when you look at Governor Winthrop's statement in the Mayflower Compact, it's thick with missional language. And they knew that if they messed it up, they would be a byword, basically a joke to the whole world. And so that's the true story behind Thanksgiving. You can kind of see that with some of the early Thanksgiving proclamations and some of the early presidents in the United States. So on tomorrow's show, I might do a little bit of that. But mostly what I want to do is have you call in and share, or share on Facebook Live during the show, so that we can give God the appropriate glory for what he's been doing in our lives for the last 12 months. And that's like, have you ever experienced this in Sunday school or small group or whatever? When it's come time for prayer requests, man, once that log jam breaks, people, we have a lot of prayer requests. But stop one time and go, okay, let's do some praises. Somebody share something you just want to praise the Lord for in the last week. And that log jam is harder to break, sad to say. So tomorrow, we break that log jam for the entire show. So just prep yourself for it. But you call in, like this is something I say in my, when I teach young adults, when I teach high schoolers, when I teach the homeschool classes I teach, I'm like, no Sunday school answers. So you can't just answer Jesus or the Bible or the Holy Spirit. Those are wonderful things, obviously, the cornerstones of our faith. But I want you to be more specific. And that shouldn't be difficult for us to think. Think specifically about something you can glorify God for that he's done in your life, right? That shouldn't be that difficult. But oftentimes you'd be shocked as to how difficult it actually can be. So that'll be tomorrow on the show. Then I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back live next Monday. So let me do this, and then we're gonna talk to David Fisher at the end of the show, the last segment, do a little Money Monday update before we finish up today. But several things going on in the news. The lockdowns are back. They're getting more visceral. I watched a video earlier today, and we need to pray into this, okay? This is, I keep using this phrase, and I'm not doing it to be unnecessarily inflammatory, but I'm using the phrase now, cold civil war. We had the Cold War coming out of World War II with Russia and communism that lasted all the way up until the 80s when Ronald Reagan basically bankrupted the USSR. It collapsed. You had Russia come out of it, but never to be the USSR again, as far as we know. So that was the Cold War. We've had the Civil War in this country back in the 1860s, primarily over the issue of slavery, but also over the issue of federalism and the growing death of federalism as the federal government gets stronger and stronger and states' rights taking a back seat. And so now we have, in the situation that we're in America, what I would call a growing cold Civil War. A couple clashes here and there, but nothing like we saw in the Civil War of 1861 and 62 and 63, and hopefully we'll never see that. But we are kind of on that road. And so one of the things that we need to be praying for as Christians in this nation is peace. Not peace at the expense of truth, okay? Not peace at the expense of truth. Jesus said it himself, standing before Pontius Pilate, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. So truth trumps everything. Okay, so you have the truth, but we do need to pray for peace. But I do think we're in a cold civil war. And what you're seeing right now in this video I watched earlier, in one of the states, because the lockdowns are getting tough, Biden, assuming he's going to be the next president, national mask mandate. And if the governors don't want to play, I'll go right to the mayors. This is coming back, and it's going to get pretty ugly, I think, unfortunately. So I watched a video earlier today of some shop owners, and there were three sheriffs in there, and they're like, get out. You need a warrant to come in here and search. You can't just walk in. And of course, the sheriffs are like, hey, yes, we can. No, you can't. Well, we're here to enforce the law, the mandate law. And they're like, show me the law on the books. You have a governor making an edict. Like here in North Carolina, Governor Cooper has stretched out what is normally and traditionally about a 30 or 45 day window for a governor to use emergency powers, like Emperor Palpatine, look it up. And then it's been, 8 months? Which is completely unconstitutional. And most people just kind of, okay. Sorry, Governor, that ain't a law. Nobody voted on it. It didn't go through the legislative process. It didn't go through the House to the Senate, Senate to the House, and then to you for a signature. You just did it. And you don't have the authority to do it. Besides, Romans 13, where you talk about submit to the governing authorities in the American context. Thank you, Pastor Rob McCoy, for reminding us of all this. Who is the governing authority on the earth in the American context? Well, let's go look at the first few words of the Constitution, the preamble. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, on and on and on. Sorry, Mr. President-elect, or whatever your title is. It's important that you remember the words to that, or the Declaration of Independence, whichever you prefer. We the people. So this video, was pretty ugly. And I think it's going to become pretty normal as more and more people stand up against the tyranny of the government. It's not mutually exclusive. So you say, well, you're not going to play the government's rules, that therefore you don't love your neighbor. No. The government does not enforce the biblical mandate to love your neighbor as yourself. I do that for myself under the power of the Holy Spirit, right? That's called obedience. That's sanctification, becoming more and more like Christ. But this is going to get worse as we go through the holidays. By the way, Governor Cooper, I'll be in a secure and undisclosed location with more than 10 people. There you go. And I believe, sir, I have a biblical mandate to love my neighbor as myself, as well as a constitutional mandate to oppose your illegal edicts. Because it's not a law, sir. And you can't enforce an edict. Even before they're like, well, we're on the honor system. And okay, try that with a stoplight or a stop sign or a speed limit for that matter. We're on the honor system. Human depravity, that's not going to work. But in this case, there's a growing number of people that are willing to stand up and say, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to keep doing this. You're destroying my business, which destroys my family income, which destroys my family. It hurts my employees and all the people that my employees spend their income with. And so this is going to get worse. And so the question is, which is why we were talking to Eric Mapes in the beginning of the show from churchmatters.com, just like a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt. Why is that a big deal? Well, it's not the t-shirt. It's the concept and it's the conversation. And as the world gets darker, and it will, this is pre-programmed to happen, as America gets darker, and it will, then there's this little thing in the Bible about salt and light. And that's you, and that's me. Not by being an obnoxious firecracker, but knowing that to those who are perishing away the aroma of death. And what fellowship does darkness have with light? And when people know you're a Christian, you represent a standard, an immovable, holy standard of God's moral order. And they know he exists, Romans chapter 1. And so there's resistance against you because of what you represent. Even President Trump, you know, once he started talking about God and the Bible and he holds up a Bible and the, you know, the interesting and sometimes rather buffoonish ways that he would communicate that. But as soon as he brings that in, and he talks about Jesus, and he has somebody pray in Jesus' name in the Oval Office. Man, the opposition goes crazy, not because of President Trump, but because of Jesus Christ himself. So we need to be ready as the days get darker to be salt and light, to speak the name that is above every name, to tell this one story that changes a life, which changes a family, which can change a community and a state and a nation. We have to speak about Jesus. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show, but we'll be right back with David Fisher. Because you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Reminder, tomorrow, the annual Thanksgiving show. No Sunday school answers allowed. So when I ask you to call in or share on Facebook Live, something specific that you're really thankful to the Lord that he's done in your life in the last 12 months. Don't just say, you know, I have a job, I have a family. Those are wonderful things, but I'm looking for you to dig a little deeper and give a testimony. They overcame him, it says in the book of Revelation, him being Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And number two, the power of their testimony. And tomorrow is just an opportunity for you to give God some glory publicly, to acknowledge him publicly. Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before man, I'll acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. But the reverse was also true. If you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father is in heaven. So tomorrow, a great opportunity for all of us to just share some of the things that the Lord has been doing in our lives. I love doing that show every year. So that's tomorrow. We'll be live and then I'll be off for the rest of the week. So let's turn to our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. As always, now I got to throw you under the bus and ask the question, David. Share something with us from the past 12 months that you're really thankful to the Lord for, and be specific. No Sunday school answers allowed.
No throwing men under the bus. I can answer that one in a heartbeat. 2-year anniversary when the doctor said, you have 3 months to a year to live, get your financial affairs in order. And I said, I know who my God is. And I'm going to believe for healing.
Yes.
And I just went to my cardiologist 2 weeks ago, and he says, you've passed 2 out of 3 tests. You've superseded. You've done the impossible. The impossible, the healing in your life is just insanely incredible. And he says, you only got one more to go, and I think you're going to reach it in about a year and a half. So I'm just completely blessed that Amen. Thanksgiving again I get to see my wife.
Amen. Yeah, what an awesome testimony, and we were right along for the ride with that one as much as we could be through prayer, and it's just so priceless to watch God work in your life like that, which is really cool, which goes right into a great psalm that you picked today, which I didn't even know this was coming. This is just perfect because God's just perfect. So Psalm 23, verse 4, we'll start there and then talk about some of the financial news out there.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I know what it's like, just as you heard, to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Right.
I came close to dying three times, specifically. I know what it's like to be on the mountaintop, and I know the Lord is still Lord of all, no matter where we're at. But the perspective is, he wants us to fear no evil, because he is with us. You know, the rod is an instrument used by shepherds. On the curled end of the staff, it's to pull sheep out of danger and to keep them protected from predators. So God he protects us. The staff is to guide us, and also the shepherd leans against it. So there's a resting place us believers have in the Lord. So whatever you're going through, you're hearing my voice, I'm telling you, those that sow in tears will reap soon in joy. And even though you may be walking in the darkest valley of your life, fear no evil, for God is with you.
That's exactly right, and I love how that ends. They comfort me, your rod and your staff.
Mm-hmm.
They comfort me. There's such great comfort there, which can really be a great testimony to the watching world as we see things going crazy around us and even in our personal lives, that we can have that peace that surpasses all understanding, and that can be quite an effective little pulpit when we then share the good news of Jesus Christ. What a great way to start. Thanks so much for sharing that, David. More vaccine news came out today. Is that why the market is up 327 points? What's going on?
Well, about 200 of it doesn't relate to the vaccine. Maybe we should call this Medicine Monday instead of Money Monday.
No
kidding. Because 3 weeks ago, Pfizer came out. 2 weeks ago, Moderna came out. And today, AstraZeneca came out of Oxford University out of Britain. It's a different vaccine. The results are about the same, except for they did two test trials. But the trials are really narrow. It's not really affecting the market. In fact, the market is not having, you would think it's like a hoopla, but as each week the vaccines come out, not to diminish the potency or the importance of the vaccine, the market is kind of like, okay, we're going to get a vaccine. It's factoring that in is what's really happening. So who knows when they're going to get the vaccine out. It's speculated December 11th, 12th, somewhere around there. But we're still dealing with a delivery problem because Pfizer, it's minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit for delivery, and they haven't got the system set up. So there's still a lot of bumps with that. As far as the market, Morgan Stanley came out and said the markets are a bit tired. So I think they're tired of the, you know, what will happen next. And traders, there's this push me, pull you thing, you know, with COVID breaking out and the vaccine coming out, they're trying to figure out, you know, what they should be trading. So we're kind of in very uncertain times when it comes to depicting the trend of the market. Morgan Stanley said, next year, don't expect big upsides. There will be a 10% correction third quarter, and there will probably have a 10% increase overall in the market all of next year. So not a lot of big news, good news, or any bad news either.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting as we're most likely going to go through hopefully a peaceful transfer of power in January. So that'll be a big impact as well. We'll talk about that as it unfolds. But last week you reported something that was just massive. I don't know that President Trump has said anything specifically about it. It was China signing that largest trade deal in history. They left the U.S. out, and it's been I think you said they had been working on it for 8 years specifically. Hey, USA, we're not bringing you in on this because China's continuing to move to do whatever they can to diminish the power of America and raise its own standard. But tell us about that. Has Trump done anything? Is going to retaliate? And, you know, he might only have a couple months left.
Well, there's 15 nations. And yes, you're right, Steve, we're out of it. We were not invited to be a part of the world's largest free trade deal ever. And it did take 8 years. I'm talking about the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP. It's a big victory for China. They gathered four major allies, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and the Philippines for us. And there looks like there might be retaliation by President Trump. His administration is close to issuing a list of 89 Chinese companies, aerospace and technology related, that they will U.S. companies will not be able to sell technology or or any parts related to technology to these 89 companies in China. What does this mean? Well, $54 billion of Chinese bonds could be affected by this sanction if it goes into place, according to Goldman Sachs. And on a bigger picture, Beijing needs money for funding. They currently have $675 billion of foreign currency loans out, and half of those are denominated in U.S. dollars. So if we, it's kind of like the chess game. You move this, we move that, they move this, we move that. So if this continues, one domino keeps falling or chess keeps being played, you could see a massive sell-off of dollars by China, which they've already sold $880 billion here earlier this year before COVID. They would need to sell a lot of dollars to supplement the lack of funding that they need for their banking system. So we're in an uncertainty area that if we move this direction, it could get triggered. So it could be the, what you call the nuclear dollar effect, according to what Trump is saying.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff. We're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website, LandmarkGold.com. Get some education. Get informed about diversifying your portfolio. That's why David is helping us every Monday to try to understand these complex things. Well, you mentioned Goldman Sachs already. You mentioned the U.S. dollar. But Goldman Sachs and Citi made a huge announcement about the U.S. dollar specifically. What happened there?
Tuesday last week, a day after we were on the radio together, Goldman says there's going to be a 6% decline in the dollar next year. Citi said a plunging dollar as much as 20%. Now, let me put it into perspective. That doesn't mean the sky is falling, but a 20% fall in the dollar has never happened in 26 years I've been doing this. That would be considered a dollar crash. I'm not an alarmist, but I don't know why they are saying these big numbers. Put it into perspective. We've had a 4% decline in the dollar in the index DXY this year, which has caused a 24% rise in gold, a 36% rise in silver. If we just do simple math, and it doesn't always work this way, but just put some ideology to it, if we have a, if Goldman's right and there's a 6% decline in the dollar, that means gold would move up somewhere around 36% and silver would move up over 50%.
Jeez.
If Citi is right, I even hate to say these numbers, what Citi would be, because I can't even fathom a 20% drop in the dollar in 1 year. Gold would be up close to 100% and silver would be up close to 150%. I don't, hear me out, I'm not saying those numbers. I don't adhere. I don't even think it's going to happen. But the question has to be asked, why is Wells Fargo saying buy gold? Why did Goldman Sachs 2 weeks ago say dump dollars, buy silver? Why is Citi saying buy gold? All these banks who are part of the dollar and watch the dollar more than anything else they watch and the Fed, they're saying there's a big downturn in the dollar getting ready to happen next year. It's, we're living in really strange times.
Yeah, and we have to, I mean, the need to be diligent because we're not living in kind of our mom and dad stock market anymore when you just buy some staple things and 40 years later you cash out of them and everything's fine and you go to Disney and you live in your retirement home in Florida. Those days are over and the world economy is just a big shell game is the way I look at it. And the same thing here in America, like we talk about the debt situation, $27-28 trillion in 4 years, you know, top another $20 trillion on top of that. It's totally untenable where all this goes. We don't know. I mean, ultimately we know as Christians, but we have to be very concerned and be very diligent and do our due diligence, get educated. David, how can people find out more?
Call us the old-fashioned way, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. Or go to LandmarkGold.com.
Well, one of the other things I'm thankful for is our friendship and your help here on the show, David. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Have a great Thanksgiving this week. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you. I'm blessed to be your brother by knowing you, my friend.
Amen, pal. All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks, David. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. Losing my voice. God willing, we'll be together again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.